Lindsay's camp was tucked into a small hollow on a south-facing hillside. It was little more than a tent, and a slightly more substantial shed for the instruments. And of course there was a stockade. It was not large and not high, but the thin red wire that ran around the top of it assured all the privacy Robinson Crusoe could have desired. Outside the tent was a small solar station and a row of batteries. There was also the usual cage of white mice. Lindsay disappeared into the tent and laid the unconscious woman on the bed. When he came out, Valiente was sitting by the remains of the fire, which was still smouldering. It was well after noon.
"How come she was unconscious?" Valiente said.
Lindsay hauled the gate into place and hooked a strand of the red wire across the top of it. "Neither of you has got the right belt for the high megas," he said.
"Is that an answer?"
Lindsay turned. "Sure. The normal belts just protect you from coming out inside anything thicker than air. The low earths are so similar, that's all you need. You don't have to worry about the ground. It's always there. Where she came out, the fist had punched the ground away."
"Fist?"
"Didn't you see any craters?"
"Yeah. I thought the ground was getting rough."
Lindsay looked at the mouse cage. A mouse strapped inside a little belt unit atop a battery pack could get a message to forward base within 6 hours. Could it get right back to the low numbers? It'd take a week, maybe 10 days. There would have to be feed, water, say 2 more batteries for them, plus a multiband Here I Am Screamer, which meant another battery, plus 4 more batteries to give enough power to carry the extra batteries, plus... forget it.
"Are you human?" said Valiente. "I mean, I was told you were a cold sort, but when you hear that 50 people have been massacred, you're supposed to do something, you know, like, say, how terrible or something."
"Would you like some coffee?" said Lindsay. "It's only black."
"What?"
Valiente was trembling now, with exhaustion and anger. "Did you do anything about the goats?"
"What?"
"They had a herd of goats at Forward. I never had the patience to trap them here myself. I expect they'll need milking. You could at least have let them out of their stockade."
Valiente's face was a mask.
Lindsay sat down on a log opposite him and reached into the pocket of his jumpsuit. He spoke slowly and deliberately, as to a child. "What is it to you what I feel? I think you fail to understand something fundamental about your position here. You shouldn't be hating me. You should be thinking. You should be thinking, when he asked me why she had a neat little card in her pocket saying she was employed by the Institute of Trans-Terrestrial Ecology as a security officer, what shall I say in the 30 seconds left to me?" There was a snick of a hammer going back. Valiente looked down the barrel of a pistol of ancient design. In one of those cold digresses of the mind, he recalled that Transworld pioneers favored black powder guns because ammunition was easier to make. They didn't have a lot of power, and they made a lot of smoke, but one tumbling slug would make a lot of mess inside his head.
27 seconds, said Lindsay.
"You wouldn't shoot me without giving me a chance to explain," said Valiente.
"Do you really believe that?"
24 seconds.
"Sure, she's got a security pass. She came up to base with me. She was infiltrated. Nationalists. Look, when did you last care how things were downslope?"
Where precisely was the land God gave to Moses? Where precisely was America? If England meant land of the Angles, what were the infinite unpeopled countries stretching away from it in the moving dimensions? Did those feet in ancient times walk among an infinity of pastures green? Or if not, on what arbitrary number did they walk? It seemed to matter. Faced with an infinite feast, the lawyers of the world settled down to argue about the place settings. America, for example, was held in essence to be an idea, and therefore all the sideways Americans were theoretically under the sway of the USA. A number of well-reasoned and photogenic arguments were advanced to support this, and translated approximately as, "No Mexicans."
On the other hand, all those worlds had Middle Eastern oil fields as yet unexploited, and there seemed no justice in a system that allowed the Saudis to monopolize all the oil in the universe. There was, of course, an additional problem. A belt didn't move you laterally. But if you went one world along, worked out where a bank vault actually was, and flipped back, then a lot of people would be very embarrassed. It took various security men quite some time to work out an answer to that. On the wider issues, the leaders of the world met for several days and issued a 14-page document, later known as the Sideways Doctrine. This fell into two parts. The first stated that Earth, the original one, the one with the atoms of Caesar, Christ and Mao, was sacrosanct, its boundaries inviolate. The second part of the doctrine could be distilled into two rules. You get what you grab, you keep what you can.
What do they call themselves? Said Lindsay.
Forever France, said Valiente.
But this isn't legally France. You can't lay claim to country boundaries into infinity. Even the Jews didn't do that.
What you have to realize about madmen is that they're mad, and there are sane people behind them, I think.
But what have they got to gain?
Power, money, stuff like that.
Shit, said Lindsay. 1 billion worlds.
17.
What?
My 30 seconds. You got as far as 17. Valiente pointed to the gun. Lindsay looked at it as though seeing it for the first time.
Maybe I'll trust you for a while, he said.
Great. Can I fix myself some food?
I'll do it. I don't trust you that much.
There were fruits, small and sour. There was a stew, finely flavored and rich, with a meat that Valiente didn't make guesses about. Something had certainly disliked this landscape. Valiente recalled the lush countryside around Forward Base, which overlooked a tributary of what was not the Rhone, just an identical river in exactly the same place. Here the landscape was yellow and brown, and the river had become a silt-filled valley with a line of scrubby trees that might be marking a trace of moisture. The air hummed with heat. He had been to Africa, but this wasn't Africa. This was a European summer that hadn't ended.
What was the fist? He asked.
A comet?
Lindsay looked at him speculatively. Good thinking, he said. Wrong, though. Nicolaian asteroid. A big one. Really big. Bigger than the one that made the Canadian Shield. But it broke up before it hit. There's only spatter around here, but it screwed up the weather for years. I think there's a land bridge to Africa.
When was all this?
10,000-15,000 years ago. I've been tracing it through the worlds around here. It gets worse. On this world, it only grazed.
Valiente whistled.
Nasty, he said.
No, not really. Asteroids don't think. It just happened.
I mean,
people are the worst thing to happen to a world, said Lindsay. We were an accident like the asteroid. 1 billion to 1 chance.
Oh, come on. They found human artifacts on a lot of worlds around Earth. Flint tools, stuff like that?
Barely human. They never had fire. No hearths found anywhere. That's the real picture. 10 million dark planets and 1 circle of firelight.
Yeah, but we're spreading out now.
Like a fungus, yeah.
Lindsay was a left-ear person, Valiente realized. He had seen plenty of them. Their eyes glazed slightly, and they stared fixedly at your left ear, while their mouths spouted the truth about flying saucers, the great world conspiracy, or one-born-every-minute evangelism. Inside everyone was a left-ear person waiting to get out. He could see the detail of Lindsay's belt from here. It was bulkier than most, and had a funky, homemade look. But it wasn't the sort of device a peasant would scratch together out of parts glommed from old motor cars, following the instructions in a black market broadsheet that was probably a poor photocopy of a bad photocopy. And quite possibly wrong, anyway. Lindsay's belt looked as a production car would look if it had been bought by a hotshot automobile engineer.